We Won't Ever Say Goodbye. A Marvel fanfiction. Written by Let's Just Write. And read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated Gen and features Clint, Natasha, and Pepper. Prompt. Fandom of your choice. That soulmate AU where people stop aging until they meet their soulmates. You figure out if there's a way to make in something that's nicer to polyfolk. That'd be nice. With the main character who's Aero, non-amorous, and perfectly happy with immortality. Maybe they're getting into adventure over the centuries. Maybe they're a historian chronicling history. They're definitely kind of puzzled at everyone who's looking forward to growing old and dying, though, because there's so much life to experience. What should not happen? Them meeting anybody who makes them age. Just no. The reason Natasha trusted Clint when he brought her in from the cold, more than any of the other reasons she found to trust him, was because she told him how old she was, and he didn't look at her pityingly or understandingly. He didn't say, "You'll find your soulmate one day," or, "Well, it's better for spies not to have soulmates, right?" He just nodded and said, "Cool. Can you teach me that move you did on the wall?" Clint was always like that, always wanting to learn, even if other people couldn't see that. Natasha appreciated it, like she appreciated his bad jokes, and how he stumbled into things when he was tired, because that was all Clint, and he was her best friend. She discovered that he didn't have a soulmate either, over a year after she was brought in. "I never wanted one, though," he said, putting down the weights he'd been lifting while she spotted for him. "Too many things to get to learn in the world, you know?" Natasha nodded because she could understand, even if she couldn't relate. For her, learning had always been about being one step ahead of the enemy, one step ahead of pain. But she knew the despair of not knowing. "People always say I'm young. I'll find someone. But I don't really want to." Natasha understood better when she met Stark, who had started aging the moment he had laid eyes on Pepper, even though she hadn't. After his kidnapping, his thirst for knowledge and discovery became even more frantic, knowing that he could die any day. When Natasha grew close enough to Pepper, to call her Pepper and not Potts, she asked her about her own lack of a soulmate. She was a few years older than Clint, and wasn't soulmates with the man who was soulmates with her. It was an anomaly. "Anomalies are dangerous," said the voice in Natasha's head. "Shut up," she told it, and asked. "I don't know," Pepper said, pouring them both the drinks. "I thought about it, of course, we all do, but I don't think I really care. I could be happy with a soulmate, but I'm happy without one. There's so much to do that I don't exactly relish the thought of aging, in any case." Natasha knew by then that she didn't want a soulmate for herself, didn't worry so much that it was an effect of the Red Room, and she told Pepper that. She didn't mention that Clint didn't want one either, because it was his business. But she made sure they met up and talked. She thought they could be friends. Besides, having your friends be friends was always smart. The end. Thank you for listening.